I have spent my life in jungles. I have spent my life freezing in the Andes Mountains. I have seen people die. A little boy, Andrew Maimon, the Muslim shot him 5 times through the stomach and left him on a sidewalk simply because he cried out, "I am so afraid, but I can not deny Jesus Christ. Please don't kill me, but I will not deny him." And he died in a pool of blood. And you talk about being a radical Christian because you wear a t-shirt, because you go to a conference. I'm talking about holiness. I'm talking about godliness. I wish, do you know what a move of God would be in this place? If all of you came under conviction, if I myself came under conviction of the Holy Spirit, we fell down on our faces and wept because we watch the things that God hates, because we wear the things that God hates, because we act like the world, look like the world, smell like the world, because we do the very things, and we know not that we do these things because we do not know the Word of God. Because even though we claim as a denomination that the Scriptures are the infallible Word of God, basically all we get is illustration stories and quaint little novels. Oh, that God would blow on this place, that we would turn away from our sin, that we would renounce the things that are displeasing to God, and then that we would run to Him, and we would relish Him, and we would love Him. Oh, that God would raise up missionaries. I don't wish the same things your parents want for you. They want for you security and insurance and nice homes. They want for you cars and respect. I want for you the same thing I want for my son, that one day he takes a banner, the banner of Jesus Christ, and he places it on a hill where no one has ever placed the banner before, and he cries out, "Jesus Christ is Lord," even if it costs my son his life. Oh, when he's 18 years old, if he says to me the same thing I said when I was a young man, "I'm going into the mountains, I'm going into the jungle," and they say, "You can't go there, you're insane, it's a war, you're going to die," "I'm going." When that little boy puts on that backpack, I'm going to pray over him and say, "Go! Go! God be with you. And if you die, my son, I'll see you over there and I'll honor your death." Oh, my God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, God. I don't care about reputation. I don't care what men think. I want you to be honored. I want these young people to be saved. I want those that are saved to stop looking around them at a cultural Christianity that you hate and will spew out of your mouth, and that they will look at the Word of God and say, "I will follow Jesus." Oh God, I pray for youth ministers and pastors, and I pray that you'd fill them with a spirit of wisdom and love and boldness and discernment. And dear God, whatever the cost, I pray that you would raise up missionaries. I can't help but look at these kids and think of my own little boy. Oh God, that you would save Ian and that you would raise him up and send him into the worst part of the battle. Oh dear God, raise up missionaries here. Raise up missionaries, raise up preachers and pastors and reachers and evangelists that know the Word of God. Oh God, work in this place. Please work in this place, dear God. Please. 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 Please.